This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Duarte Geraldino. The November job numbers are out. 146,000 more jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate fell to a four-year low of 7.7%. Joining us this morning from Washington, D.C. is Alan Krueger. He's the chairman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
So there are a lot of people who are smiling right now about these numbers, but what's your take on this report?
You know, the way I read this report is in the context of other data coming in. And we see a picture of an economy that is continuing to heal from the Great Recession.
Now, let's tackle the drop in the unemployment rate. It appears that this decrease may be due to some people who just stopped looking for work. What do you make of that?
You know, the labor force participation rate can decline for many reasons. One reason is people retire. They leave work and they voluntarily retire, or they go back to school, or they become homemakers. That was very likely part of the reason why the labor force participation rate fell in November. But I'll also note that in October, it went up by 0.2%. And so far this year, labor force participation has been pretty stable.
When we talk about what the president's proposing, everyone's looking at that fiscal cliff. Now, what degree do you think that negotiations on that will be affected by this report?
Well, I try to stay out of drawing inferences for politics, but I can tell you that the last thing the economy needs right now is for a tax increase on the middle class. If taxes are allowed to rise on the middle class, the typical middle class family will see a $2,200 tax increase next year. We released a report last week showing that a tax increase on that size on the middle class would lead families to spend less, would take $200 billion of consumption out of the economy, would cause GDP to grow by 1.4% less, which is why it's so important that Congress follow the president's request and extend the middle-class tax cuts.
But there are some people who say, no, that's not the right idea. I mean, there were both sides of the question.
Well, I think everybody agrees that extending the middle-class tax cuts would be good for the economy. And we should do what everybody agrees on. I call this the Venn diagram strategy. This is where all of the interests overlap. So we should get that done. I think that would provide the most support, most certainty for the economy going forward.
Thank you very much. Alan Krueger, chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
Thank you, Duarte.